Hi everybody, I hope you've all had a great day outside playing in the snow, or rather huddled up by the fire if you've not had to go out or if you've not fancied going to play. So, I have been doing one of my essays, redrafting a few things, and it's to do with storytelling and really reading about Boccaccio's Decameron and the art of storytelling has made me think about my own stories. Now this is more of an anecdote, it's very true, and it's sharing with everybody, I suppose, how I first got into the whole fashion scene. I wouldn't say I'm one who craves the latest fashions and trends. I do like to know what's out there, but it's not the be-all and end-all for me. I don't really care if I haven't got the latest this or that, or if I don't know about the latest thing. I mean, I will look, obviously, but if there's a trend that I don't like, then I won't write about it, because it just wouldn't be promoting my blog in a true light, because my blog is concerned with finding unique styles and giving visually impaired people the tools to go out there and do it themselves. So, I suppose really the question is how I became into fashion. Now, I remember it quite clearly. I must have been about 13, 14, and it was one Christmas. I had seen a Radley bag, and they vary in prices, but some of them are a bit costly. The one I wanted was the signature bag, and it was, I remember it was the one where there was a red door, a pair of Wellington boots next to it, and a bike leant up against the rails with a little Scotty dog, the Radley signature, hanging out of the basket. And when I had first seen that, I remember falling in love with it, but I knew I wasn't going to get it. I thought, no, this is just too out of the price range, and this is just, you know, this is just a fantasy, and I just kept denying it and just saying no, and just, I still looked at it, I still idolised it, because I thought it was fantastic, and I thought it was an adorable bag and so tactile, but come Christmas morning, I open it up the box, and there is this most amazing Radley bag sitting there in the box, just looking absolutely amazing. So it got my mind ticking over, and I started looking at other fashion things, and I just started becoming more into it. And in short, Radley made me a fashion-ister of today. So there you have it. There you go. That is my story.